Yes.
Yeah. Trying to usurp power. That's what he's doing.
Right. The bottom line is, in the movie Gladiator, win the crowd. The two of you have won the crowd. Right? Matthew, won only a segment. Spike's getting ready to take the field for tonight's game, and tomorrow is Belfont Community Night. It's also a Thursday. It's also at the Geisinger Kids Zone free tomorrow night because friends of Jake Corman on Community Nights make it free.
Absolutely. So it'll be a lot of fun tomorrow, and I know plenty of folks making plans. If you haven't yet, you can come on out and join us. And really, that means two corners of the ballpark are going to be buzzing. You got the Geisinger Kids Zone, which is going to be free, and so that'll be packed. And, of course, the Spikes Fun Deck. It's always fun there, but it just seems a little more fun on Thursdays.
It does. It's also where is located, the prime suite location. Secondary suite location. Don't forget, fans, when you come to the ballpark, there's also a second one that is located on the third base side.
Yep.
So if you're worried about lines at the usual more busy area, try third base.
Exactly.
Good people there that work very hard, and some great treats there as well. Spikes wearing their reds tonight. Do take the field. Meanwhile, West Virginia wearing their black jerseys. And, yes, the black hats. Yeah, they have a light blue bill, but I'm sorry, they're the black hats tonight.
They know their symbolism.
It's them.
Yes.
Time now for our national anthem. Here's Rodney Martin.
Please rise as you're able and kindly remove your hats as we honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem. Performing the anthem this evening on Ladies' Night, please welcome the Arietta Women's Ensemble.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the
gentlemen, the Arietta Women's Ensemble.
And on Ladies' Night, an absolutely perfect choice. We'll come back with the opening pitch from America's Carpet Outlet in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our state college practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
back here at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. Ladies' night at the ballpark. Joe Battaglia taking his warm-up pitches. And here on Ladies' Night, we want to welcome a very special partner joining us tonight, SK Aesthetics. SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics, keep your skin beautiful.
My, your skin looks stunning, Joe. Samples?
Perhaps.
Fans, the opening pitch of the game is at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Turner Hill, the McDonald's strikeout guy, takes a ball, one ball, and no strikes the count. Another glorious evening for baseball as Battaglia delivers. On the ground to short, Perks is there. Backhands, fires, in the dirt, Buckner digs it out, one gone. -81 degrees at game time, wind blowing out and to left. Beautiful night for baseball again. Here's Maddox Houghton. Houghton in last night's game went 3-for-6. He had a double, he drove in two, he scored one. Houghton out of Dalton, Georgia, bats from the right side. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Don Goller works the plate tonight. Albert Jones is down at first, and Martin Hassenfuss is at third. Outside and low, 2-0 the count. Don, of course, worked first base last night, with Martin Hassenfuss behind the plate. That pitch is in there for a strike. It is 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Battaglia goes set, works from the third base side. Righty delivers low and inside for a ball. Three balls and one strike. Pretty good breeze tonight, about 10 to 15 miles an hour blowing out and to left on this ladies' night. The pitch, line to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Tracked down by Taylor in the line, Country Kia corner. Pivots, fires in the second. He pulls in with a stand-up double. Second double in as many nights, as he went to right field. So with one out, here's the DH, Ryan Hernandez, who did not play in last night's game. Hernandez hitting 295 with one home run and eight knocked in. Three doubles as well. For Houghton, by the way, double number 4 on the season. Second in as many nights. Pitch by Battaglia. That's line to left field. That's a base hit. They're going to hold up Houghton at third. First and third now with one out, ball got away. Coming to the plate is Houghton, and he'll score. You have to be fundamentally sound even on the simple plays. So 1-0 West Virginia. And the error on that one will go to, not quite sure which way they want to go with it, but it's an error to get them up to second base and to get the run in. 1-0. And the pitch. It's grounded foul off the tarp first base side. No balls and a strike. Matthew bats on the left side after a spectacular night last night. 4-for-6, home run, double, two singles, drove in three. That's a strike. It's 0-2. Nice pitch on the outer edge that time. Went curveball. No balls and two strikes. Logan inning 365 with five home runs, 22 knocked in, and three doubles. Taglia stares in. Now goes set. 0-2. Inside, bounced in. Good job by Adams to block it. One ball, two strikes. New baseball for Joe Battaglia. He'll throw that one to the Spikes dugout. 1-2 to Matthew. 651 slugging percentage. Leads the league in home runs. Runs knocked in. Bats on the left side. Battaglia delivers. It's fouled straight back by Logan. 1-2 the count. From Belfont and Liberty University. How much fun is it for his family to be here watching this and his friends? And tomorrow's Belfont Community Night. And that was only a coincidence that it's West Virginia. That was determined early in the season. It's on the ground to second. Waiting for Page. Throws in time. Moving to third on the play will be Hernandez. Two outs. Adding Fernandez to the plate. Fernandez last night went 2-for-6 with a triple. He scored two. He knocked in one. 1-0 West Virginia. Shadow now out to the edge of the pitcher's mound as Battaglia goes set. And the right-hander delivers. That's foul first base side to the roof for the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. 0-1 the count. Taglia stretches out a bit, now gets back to the top of the hill. Outfield straight away, normal depth. Maybe meet a little bit deeper in left. 0-1. Backed him up inside. 1-1 the count. Hernandez on third with Fernandez at the plate. Here's the set, and Battaglia delivers. Breaking ball. Outer edge for a strike. Good pitch. It's 1-2. A little bit of haze down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap this evening. A little bit of haze shrouding Tussie Mountain. Not much, but some. And, of course, Mount Nittany framing this ballpark. Battaglia with a 1-2 count goes set. And Joe delivers. Up high, 2-2. West Virginia won the opener last night 13-10 in a game that had five lead changes. Also took 4 hours and 2 minutes to play last night, the longest game of the season in the MLB Draft League. That's wrap foul, third base side, past the West Virginia dugout, still 1-2, still 2-2. 2-2 the count. Taglia leans in. Gets what he wants. 2-2. Outside, full 3-2. Fernandez played for West Virginia last year. Second trip through for him. Set and the pitch. Inside ball four, first and third now with two outs. Here's Jack Elliott. Jack last night went 2-for-2, triple, three runs scored, knocked in two. Out of Willoughby Hills, Ohio. In that left-handed box with the open stance. Two outs, first and third. One run in, 1-0 West Virginia. Top of the first inning, and the ball wrapped foul. First base side to the tarp. The ball's at a strike. As J.D. Daniels goes down to retrieve it. Elliott with two home runs. He's knocked in seven, inning 333. Guile off the line at third. Throw over to first and back with no tag. Owen won the count. Bellefonte Community Night is tomorrow. Pitch swung on and missed on a curveball. It's 0-2. Nice pitch that time from Joe Battaglia. Not a guy that will strike out a lot, but what you just saw with Fernandez, a rarity. He doesn't walk a lot of guys either. 0-2 the count. Joe goes set and to the plate. Outside, throw to first by Adams. Good job by Buckner to knock it down. It was in the dirt. 1-2 the count on Elliott. Good crowd in the Geisinger Champions Club tonight. Those fireworks shows, by the way, that Pepsi Picnic Pavilion is going to be filled. 1-2 on the ground, wide of the bag at first of the tarp again, still 1-2. Taglia, 6'3", 220 pounds, 23 years of age, pitched at Southern, out of Lafayette, Louisiana. In the Northwoods League, in 38 innings, he struck out 24. He walked only 5. That's down low, though. It's 2-2. The crowd thought he deserved a call there. Didn't get it. First and third with two outs, one run in, top of the first. Taglia delivers. In the dirt, Fernandez goes. He'll get second. So 3-2 the count with second and third now and two outs. As Fernandez gets the stolen base. And that is his first stolen base of the season. Three, two on Elliott. Taglia delivers. Outside corner, call strike three, got him. Great pitch on the outer edge. His first strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 17 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Half inning in the books. 1-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harikoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Eldred makes his fourth start for West Virginia. In his previous three starts, he won them all. He's 3-0 with a 3.18 ERA, 17 innings, 16 hits, 6 runs all earned. He has struck out 18, walked 5, hit 1. Opposing hitters, 246 against him. And he's averaging nearly 6 innings per start. 6'4", 245-pound right-hander. 24 years of age, out of Mount Vernon, Iowa, pitched at Dallas Baptist, the same program that produced Vic Black. Dawson Bailey, really good last night. 3 for 5 with a double. 2 runs scored. That double was his 7th of the season. Leads the club in that department. Bailey hitting 279 now. He's driven in 5. That pitch a strike. It's 0-1. Eldred, 6'4", 245, certainly imposing out there. And the set. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, high fastball. 0-2 the count. Page to follow, and then Trent Taylor, middle third, Reller, Buckner, Guile, bottom third, Meade, Perks, and Adams. 0-2. That's on the ground, left side to his left. Houghton spins, throws in time. One gone. Good play by Maddox. Houghton going to his left that time. Here's Marcus Page. Didn't play last night. 154, he's driven in 1. He has 2 doubles, scored 3 runs. Last time out, Saturday at Mahoning Valley, went 0-for-3 with 2 walks. One nothing West Virginia, bottom of the first. High and tight to Marcus. 1 ball and no strikes the count. Page in that right-handed box. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Defensively, Matthew at first, Howden at second, Stellan at short, Elliott at third, Fernandez in left, Hill in center, Fontes in right, and Metcalf behind the plate. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. David Valdez coaching down at third. Will Johnson at first. 1-2 the count on Page. 1-0 West Virginia, bottom of the first. And Eldred delivers. Call, strike 3, got him. Great pitch on the outer edge. 2 gone, and here comes Trent Taylor. 9-game inning streak for Trent. 3-for-5 last night. Scored 2, knocked in 3. Taylor hitting 345. No home runs, 10 knocked in. With 5 doubles and a triple. Now, Taylor played before the second half, so he's got 2 more RBIs in the first half, giving him 12. Reller, Guile, and Taylor all have a dozen RBIs apiece. Foul tip into the mitt. It is 0-1. 9-game inning streak for Trent. And the pitch. Outside, just missed. It's 1-1. Taylor, out of UCF, lives in Merritt Island, Florida. Played for Hyannis in the Cape Cod League last year. And pops it up in the infield. Houghton battles the sun underneath and puts it away at second base to end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Spikes in their half of the first. 1-0 West Virginia as we go to the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Top half of the second inning, 1-0 West Virginia. Bottom third of the order due for the Bears. Reuben Fonts to be followed by Nolan Metcalf and Anthony Stellan. Fonts struggled last night. He's one of the few in the lineup that did. He went 0 for 6 last night. He did knock in a run with a sacrifice fly. Fonts in that left-handed box, the pitch. Outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes the count. Hitting 322 with two home runs, a dozen knocked in with seven doubles. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike, levels the count at 1-1. Kyle at third, way off the line and even at the bag. Outfield, straightaway and right and center. On the ground to second, Page gobbles it up, and it gets past him, and that'll be an error. Second error for the Spikes in as many innings. And Nolan Metcalf to the plate, did not play in last night's game. Catcher's hitting 105. He is 2 for 21, both singles. He has driven in one. Middle infield at double play depth. Taglia goes set and delivers. It's popped up foul, goes toward Porter Gardens and out of play to our right. It's 0-1. Four first pitch strikes and eight batters for Joe Pataglia. Middle infield double play depth and an 0-1 count. He delivers. That's to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Taylor had to fight the sun, first and second with nobody out. Third hit of the season for Metcalf, and here's Anthony Stellan out of Woodbridge, Virginia. Steps in. It was 2 for 3 last night. A couple of singles. Scored 2, knocked in 1. Woodbridge near and dear to my heart, as I mentioned last night. Oldest daughter started her teaching career there. My youngest daughter now teaches there. My son teaches there. And his wife teaches there. All in Woodbridge. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. It is 0-1. The Washington Commanders, in fact, have bought a plot of land in Woodbridge. They want, idealistically, to build a stadium there. And the 0-1. That's wrapped foul toward the West Virginia dugout, third base side. It's 0-2. So far, the legislature in Virginia has not been receptive to it. But the plot of land is in Woodbridge. Like, they'd like to put a dome. I don't know if it's a retractable dome or not. Like, to be 55,000 seats. Don Geller sweeps off the plate. 0-2 the count. First and second, nobody out. Top of the second, 1-0 West Virginia. Taglia tries to work out of trouble here. Outfield straight away, normal depth. Taglia delivers. It's on the ground. Page at second. He'll go one to Perks, on to first, not in time, throw it away, and a run's going to score. 3-2-0. So that'll be a fielder's choice. No RBI. And here's the McDonald strikeout guy, Turner Hill. 2-0 now. West Virginia with one out here in the second. Throw to first and dives back in. Stellan has one stolen base. He is 1-for-2. Middle infield double play depth. Kyle up in the grass at third and off the line. Throw to first again. Gets back in. It was close that time. Taglia still has not thrown a pitch to the plate. Hill in that left-handed box waits. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike. 0-1. 10 hitters, 6 first pitch strikes. Right now, Battaglia needs some help from his friends. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Hit in the air to right field. Taylor on the run. That's going to be in the gap and go all the way to the wall. Stellan is around second on his way to third. He's being waved to the plate. The throw to third, not in time. Run scores 3-0. That'll be a triple for Hill. He'll get an RBI, and Stellan scores from first. 3-0. For Hill, his first triple of the year. Maddox Howden to the plate. He doubled and scored back in the first. Colin Adams out to talk to his guy just to settle him down a bit. As Howden gets ready to step in. Whatever it is, a long conversation. And Adams back behind the plate. So here's Howden at the plate with one out. And Hill on third. That's wrapped on the ground to third on the Baltimore chop. Kyle has one play to first, gets him, run scores 4-0. Howden will get an RBI out of that one. And it's now 4-0. Ryan Hernandez singled his first time. So the deck now clear. 3 runs in, 4-0 West Virginia, top of the second. First pitch swinging, he missed it. 0-1 the count. Bellefonte Community Night is tomorrow night. On the ground into left field, base hit. Just beyond the reach of Brody Perks at short, 5th hit of the game for West Virginia. Second one for Hernandez. Here's Logan Matthew. Matthew grounded to second his initial time up. Big number 22 steps into the box. Family and friends here from Bellefonte. Six-two, 224 pounds. The pitch. Lifted in the air, left field, meet on the run, going toward the line in the corner, reaches up, won't get there, and it's going to be a ground rule double as it pops into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Second and third now with two outs. Matthew with his 5th hit of the series and his 2nd double. Adon Fernandez to the plate, he walked and stole a base his first time. Hernandez out of Hialeah, Florida. And the pitch. Breaking ball up high, 1-0 the count. 4-0 West Virginia. 6 hits so far. Battaglia delivers. It's up high. It's 2-0. Jack Elliott on deck. Second and third with two outs, three runs in. Daglia leans in. And time called at the plate. Daglia now goes set and delivers. It's on the ground, base hit right field. Charged by Taylor, one run scores. Matthew being waved around, comes to the plate. The throw is in time. He's out at home. So Hernandez scores, but Matthew cut down at the plate to end the inning. They'll get four runs on that. They'll do it on four hits, two errors, one left. At the end of 1.5, 5-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents. Watching the students see every intricate part of health, I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Tonight, it's ladies' night at the ballpark with the State College Spikes. Enjoy all the fun, including a pregame sip and paint with a special Ladies' Night ticket package. And it's Wine Wednesday with half-price wine for everyone from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. thanks to Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. The Spikes take on the West Virginia Black Bears tonight at 6:35. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Brock Reller leads it off here in the bottom of the second. It takes a strike. Get his 0-1. 5-0 West Virginia. Eldred goes set. He's already 3-0 in his first three starts. The pitch. And therefore, strike gets 0-2. Spikes Baseball brought to you by First National Bank. First National Bank's mobile banking delivers convenience. Check it out at mobile banking at fnb-online.com. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. High and away for a ball, it's 1-2. Reller at 319, two home runs, a dozen knocked in. Went 1-for-4, knocked in a run, scored a run last night. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-2 the count. 325 left field line, 378 left center. 410 the nook, 399 dead center. 375 to right center, 320 down the line and right to the line, Country Kia corner. 2-2 on Reller. And the pitch to Brock. Foul, third base side. Over the head of Ray Caravan in the cheese shop and printers.com box to our left and out of play. 2-2 the count. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Goes to 8 feet high at the scoreboard in left center. And finally to the monster in right, 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. 2-2 up high, full 3-2. Brock has drawn his fair share of walks this year. Had one last night. 14 on the season. The pitch. That's foul, third base side. That'll go to the concourse and out of play in front of the Geisinger kids zone. It's a big hop there, and it's 3-2. Three balls and two strikes the count. Eldred goes set. Luke delivers. Foul straight back. Good piece of hitting by Reller. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Jason Summers runs over, grabs that foul ball. 5-0 West Virginia, bottom of the second. 3-2. Foul back, ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Now it's Louis Davenport's turn to get the foul ball. Devin Buckner on deck. Then it'll be Nick Guile. Ninth pitch of the at-bat to Brock Reller. Eldred delivers. That's going to be the 10th pitch of the at-bat coming as he fouls that one to the Geisinger Champions Club. 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up for Reller. Eldred goes set, delivers. Hit high in the air, deep to right field, but at the base of the wall, looking up, it's going to be off the wall. Reller around first on his way to second. He wants to go to third. Here's the throw to third, not in time, and Brock Reller on the 10th pitch of the at-bat gets a triple off the monster in right. Great piece of hitting by Reller. Reller's first triple of the year. His ninth extra base hit of the season to go with the 6 doubles and the 2 home runs. And Devin Buckner to the plate. Devin caught last night. He went 2-for-4. He knocked in 3. Inside corner for strike, gets 0-1. In the bottom of the second, 5-0 West Virginia. Spikes trying to climb back in it. Pitch to Buckner. That's down the right field line, slicing toward the Spikes bullpen and out of play. It's 0-2. Give Reller a lot of credit. He's a big man who can run. He's got a couple of stolen bases, 6 doubles, a triple. 0-2 to Buckner. That is to center field. Hill underneath it. Tagging is Reller. Hill makes the catch. Reller comes to the plate. The throw, not in time. Reller scores. It's 5-1. Another RBI for Buckner. 5-1. Sacrifice fly. Buckner's now driven in 6 in his short time of the Spikes. Nick Guile to the plate. Guile tripled last night, knocked in 2. He was 1-for-4. So 5-1 now, West Virginia. As the Spikes have begun their journey back. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. To the Wisconsin native. Guile hit his home run in Mahoning Valley last weekend. The pitch. That hit him. Got him inside. Second time he's been hit by a pitch this season. And he'll take first. John Meade did not play in last night's game. John inning 226. He is knocked in 5. Has a couple of doubles. Meeting that left-handed box. Middle infield double play depth. Guile leads at first. The pitch. Checked it. Didn't go, but it's a strike. Get his 0-1. John out of Washington Township, New Jersey. Played his college ball at Wilmington. The pitch. Inside, that missed. It's 1-1. Wind has died down a bit, still blowing about 5 to 10 out and occasionally to left. Meade waits in the left-handed box. Guile leads off first with one out, one run in. That is lined to right field. That's a base hit. Guile will pull into second and hold there. First and second with one out. Meade was all over that one, and here comes Brody Perks to the plate. Perks went 1-for-5 last night. Scored a run. And he'll step into that right-handed box. First and second with one out. Pitch to Brody on the ground. And underneath the glove of Matthew in the right field base hit. Coming around third into the plate is Buckner. He'll score. On his way to third is Meade. The Spikes get another one. It's 5-2. And first and third was still just one out for Colin Adams. We mentioned the Spikes have begun their journey back. Perks will get a single and an RBI out of that one. Thomas comes out to talk to his guy. So the Spikes have put together 3 hits in this inning, a triple, 2 singles. They got first and third, still just one out, and Colin Adams at the plate. Adams didn't play last night, but the last time he played was Saturday. He went 1-for-3 with a home run. He also walked. And he has a propensity for getting on base. Home run, 4 knocked in with a double and a triple. Let's see what they can do here. They're going to play him deep all the way around, especially Fernandez in the left, who's very deep. So Meade's on third, Perks on first. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball, it's 0-1. Perks on first. Brody is 5-for-6 in stolen bases. 5-2 West Virginia, bottom of the second. Spikes inching their way back in it. Set by Eldred. Pitch way outside. Good job behind the plate by Metcalf. He backhanded the shortstop that time. It's 1-1. Dawson Bailey on deck. Meade on third. Perks on first. One out, 2 runs in. 5-2 West Virginia, bottom of the second. Eldred goes set and delivers. That's popped up foul, first base side, now to play. 1-2 on Colin Adams. Perks has not been getting a big lead at first. A little bit bigger lead here. Was leaning and they got him. Last thing you want there, you got a rally going, you won't want to get picked off. And he was leaning. 2 outs. Adams now trying to get Meade home. And the pitch. Up high, 2-2. Collins driven in 4. He's got a homer, double, and triple on the season. Big man waits in the right-handed box. Eldred goes set. Delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, got him. Spikes, though, do get 2. They do so on 3 hits. They leave 1 at the end of 2 full. 5-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up! Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting, new, and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10-Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Go to the top of the third, 5-2 West Virginia. And they will send to the plates Jack Elliott, Ruben Fontes, and Nolan Metcalf. Elliott struck out looking the first time. That's from the left side. And the pitch. Takes a strike on the outer edge. It is 0-1. Eight first pitch strikes now for Joe Battaglia. Spikes climbing back in it with two in the bottom of the second. 5-2 West Virginia. Fontes fouls it at the plate off his right knee. It's 0-2. For the moment, the sun has peaked behind a cloud. Comfortable in here tonight. Really nice. 81 degrees at game time. Yet Joe is hydrating. A pine away, 1-2 the count. That's ultra hydrating. You two-fisted it.
Hydration is key in the summertime.
You also have a third bottle there.
I do. Chance favors the prepared mind.
In the air, left center field, Meade drifts over. Underneath it, John puts it away, one gone. Appears to be Russian water.
Only rushing in to save the day.
I mean, it's like when I see Brumbaugh, I said, you know, kind of coffee do you like? He said, Irish. I don't know. He said, I like the Irish blend. I worry. Ruben Fontes reached on an error, scored in the second. Squares the punt, pulls back. It's a ball, one ball, no strikes. Out of Benita, California. I believe John Foreman has a timeshare. 1-0. Drop that in for a strike. Good curveball there. It's 1-1. A lot of timeshares in this.
I know. It's the timeshare... Industry happens to have exploded here in the press box.
1-1 the count. It's on the ground into right field for a base hit. Past the diving Devin Buckner. A one-out single to right. You still like the one where Boomer has a timeshare at San Quentin?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Took a couple innings to set the joke up, but it worked. Nolan Metcalf steps in.
We're going to be visiting Boomer this weekend. Well, not visiting Boomer. We're just visiting the place where he's at.
Well, I didn't know it was visiting day. Tap foul, third base side by Metcalf. It's 0-1. Metcalf single to right his initial time up. Middle infield double play depth. Set by Battaglia. And delivers. It's on the ground to short. Perks takes the high op. Goes to first and two gone. Moving to second is Fontas. Anthony Stellan reached out a fielder's choice and scored in the second. I wonder if they keep Boomer locked up on 9 game days. Here's the set and the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. 10 first pitch strikes for him in 18 batters.
You know, I wondered why there was that string of blankets hanging off Logger's Landing up in Williamsport last time we were there.
Did I ever tell you the Barnum and Bailey story at Madison Square Garden? The 0-1. That's fouled. Spike's dugout first base side. Dave Baker are walking. We're walking along the inner ring, so the part the fans never see.
Yes.
And we were there for the NIT, but Barnum and Bailey was there, Ringling Brothers. And there's a cage there. They didn't. This is before they had everything separated. There's a cage there. Dave says, geez, I wonder what's in there. And And the cage was covered. We had no idea what was in there.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever it was fierce.
Probably had very sharp teeth.
0-2 the count. I wasn't going to challenge it. 0-2. That is lined right at Marcus Page to win the inning. Yeah. No runs, a hit, one left. And at the end of 2.5, 5-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Health Medicine Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Top of the order, Dawson Bailey, Marcus Page, Trent Taylor. Spikes climbing back in it, down 5-2.
This is kind of the reverse of what happened last night. Black Bears have the clear advantage in the hit column, but the Spikes can get right back into the game.
Bailey takes a strike. 0-1. Bailey grounded out to second his initial time up. Super fans always respond to the prompts. 0-1. It's on the ground to his left, diving. Got it. Throws to first off his knees, threw it away. Bailey, that should be an infield hit. Yep. Good job by Stellan just to get to it that time.
Oh, yes.
Threw from his knees, but Bailey gets an infield hit. More importantly for the Spikes, leadoff man aboard. Marcus Page struck out looking the first time. But we know he's got the power. He hit 6 home runs here for the Spikes a year ago, several in this park.
Oh, yes. And he would hit them to the deepest parts of the park as well.
Drove in 31 last year to lead the club. Pitch. That's a strike right down the heart. It's 0-1. Bailey 4-4 in stolen bases at first. Inches out to his lead. Eldred goes set. Throw to first. He's already picked off one in this game, and Bailey gets back. 0-1 the count. Another beautiful night for baseball on this August the 10th. And the pitch. Up high, 1-1. Trent Taylor on deck. Belfont Committee tonight, tomorrow on a thirsty Thursday. They'll be hopping down at Good Ops. Belfont band will be here tomorrow. Geisinger Kids Zone free because it's a community night. Pitch outside, missed the edge. 2-1 the count, courtesy of friends of Jake Corman. Good crowd expected tomorrow night. And it's just a coincidence that Logan Matthew will be here. Belfont Community Night was put together months ago.
Yes.
2-1. Hit high in the air, well hit toward the nook. That is going to be for extra bases all the way to the nook. And out and a home run for Marcus Page. As Joe said, he hits him to the deepest part of the park. His first home run of the year. And the spikes are now within one. Marcus Page over the nook and left. A two-run shot.
And the deepest part of the park, 410 feet away. He got it just to the right of that, but still got to be a 400-footer. In fact, 421 feet the distance on that home run. Left the yard at 101 miles an hour.
Marcus Page hit six last year, his first this year. RBIs 3 and 4 at 31 here last year. And the spikes, we said in the bottom of the second, the journey back has begun. They're now within one. Here's Trent Taylor. Popped to second his initial time up. Still nobody out. Eldred delivers. And that's skied in the infield left side. Third baseman Elliott takes charge, backs up, makes the catch. One gun. Brock Reller tripled off the monster and right and scored in the second. The resiliency of this team has been on display over and over again. Down 5-0, it's now 5-4. Where have we seen this movie before? The pitch. And he went around on that one. It's 0-1. Mahoning Valley, they were down 7-1, came all the way back, 11-9. That was last week. Like, they came back in every game in that series.
Yes, they did. At one point or another, they trailed, but they came back every single time. And this is a West Virginia team. If you're going to jump on the Black Bears, it's been early in ball games that they've fallen behind, and they've had to use their offense to try to come back.
And remember, it's one. It's well, they say it's 2-0. Well, I thought that first one was a strike. Doesn't matter. Line to right field. Leaps. It's over his head. All the way to the 375 sign. Reller around first. On his way to second, he has himself a stand-up double. He's got a triple and a double. And for a guy who hits singles and home runs, it makes you think.
It sure does. You know, Logan Matthew of West Virginia came close last night. Brock Reller has the piece that Matthew missed already.
Devin Buckner, sacrifice fly to knock in a run. His sixth RBI with the spikes. He did that in the second inning. Base hit here can tie it. And they're playing him deep all the way around. That was a rocket that time by Reller. Fontes jumped up. He had no shot at it. The pitch. Low and outside. It's 1-0. Bottom of the third. Page with a two-run homer. Reller's followed with a double. With one out, spikes within one, 5-4 West Virginia. Buckner levels the bat right-handed box. Eldred goes set and delivers. That's on the inner half for a strike. Good pitch that time by Luke. It's 1-1. Everybody clap your hands. It's always great when Boomer comes out at Williamsport and the crowd cheers. But they always seem to cheer as he exits. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Down low, 2-1. By the way, we go back up there. The Little League World Series eventually will start up there. How about that great moment of sportsmanship?
Absolutely.
The young man that got hit in the helmet and a disconsolate pitcher. And the kid who got hit in the helmet went out and consoled him.
Yep. Went straight out and assured him he was okay. Said, you're doing great.
High and tight, 3-1 the count. What a great moment. Sportsmanship. Just makes you feel great about sports when you see that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially someone of that age. And obviously, let's give credit. I'm sure it was coached into him, his parents. That's ball four. Buckner's aboard. First and second now with one out. Nick Guile hit by a pitch, scored a run back in the second. You can't put a price on that.
No, and that is the best of what sports has to offer. Those are the teaching moments that sports have in life. And to see two players, they're competing at such a high level. They're competing to go to the Little League World Series in Williamsport, but to have that moment in the midst of all of it, it's just a reminder of again, the best of what sports has to offer.
Pitch the Guile in there for a strike. It's 0-1. See, what I think has been a trend I have not liked in the last few years. You know, for example, guy goes down on the quote opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great the bench runs out to pick him up. Well, why don't you reach down and pick him up? Foul straight back by Guile. He's in the hole 0-2. It's okay to help the other guy up. Play's over.
Yeah.
I want to see more of that. There's nothing wrong with that. Believe me, you'll go at each other in the next play.
Oh, yes.
Whether you're a DB, wide receiver, point guard, you'll go at it in the next play. You can help them up.
Mm-hmm.
0-2. Pitch by Eldred. Curveball, missed the inner half. That was a really, really well-placed pitch that time by Luke Eldred. Good eye by Guile. It's 1-2.
That was a very well-placed pitch.
You're saying I haven't lost it? Reller on second, Buckner on first. Outside, 2-2 the count. Now that one we both got right.
Yes.
2-2 the count. They play Guile deep all the way around to the outfield, middle infield, double play depth. And the pitch. That is in the air, left field. Long run, though, for Fernandez. Out goes the shortstop, Stellan, and Stellan's the one that takes it, puts it away, two outs. John Mead singled to right the first time. Not only that, when he singled to right, that was a sharp single to right.
It sure was. And John can really turn on a pitch. We've seen it time and again. That's what he did on the line drive, screaming to right field. If he can jump on maybe a breaking ball here, get some elevation underneath it, Spikes will be back out in front.
Mead waits. Eldred delivers. That is in the air, center field. Hill going back, but he's tracking it. He's underneath. He puts it away, and the inning is over. A two-run homer by Marcus Page. Spike Strand two, but they're right back in it. 5-4 West Virginia to the top of the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider, Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs
hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
So we worked our way to the top half of the fourth inning in a game that was 5-0 West Virginia, is now dramatically changed as the Spikes scored two in the bottom of the second and Marcus Page delivered a two-run homer in the bottom of the third. 5-4 West Virginia to the fourth. Through the middle three, my good friend Joe Putnam.
Thank you, Steve Jones. And it's an eventful game so far, probably even more coming up here if last night is any indication. Joe Battaglia back out on the mound for the Spikes. Top of the order for the Black Bears. Turner Hill to start it off. Grounded out to short in the first. Tripled in a run and scored himself in the second. He takes a breaking ball low. 1-0.
32 runs in 12 innings.
Yes.
Between these two teams.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
If you like offense, this has been the series for you. The 1-0. Missed inside. 2-0 the count. But Jed Jerko's club, the highest scoring team in the second half of the MLB Draft League campaign, over 6 runs per game. The 2-0 fades in outside, 3-0 to Hill, the McDonald strikeout guy, but last night J.C. Santini did not acquiesce. He went 0-for-4 with a walk, but all the outs were in the field. Breaking ball in tight, and it's ball 4, so a leadoff walk to Hill. And here is Maddox Houghton, the West Virginia second baseman, 1-for-2. Doubled and scored in the first inning and drove in a run with his ground out to third in the second. 14 hits so far in this game, 29 combined last night. So we are approaching 50 hits in this series, and we may hit it before we even pass the halfway point of game two in a three-game set. Quick throw to first. Back standing is Hill. Devin Buckner at first base tonight. Marcus Page at second. Brody Perks at short. Nick Guile at third. Outfield for the Spikes. John Mead in left. Dawson Bailey in center. And Trent Taylor in right with Colin Adams doing the catching. And the pitch missed outside. Throw down to first. Slap tag. But Hill is back in time. Looked like Battaglia may have slipped there as he released the ball. But Adams able to receive it and even try to make a play on the base runner. 1-0 to Houghton. Just a slight breeze out toward left field here. Lights are on all the way around, but still plenty of sunlight. Here's the throw to first, and back standing again is Hill.
Chef Jimmy wanted to take care of you and me tonight.
Yes.
Gyros, baby. Once again, complete success from the best.
Absolutely. One ball, no strikes. Battaglia delivers. There goes Hill. Pitch inside for a ball. Throw to second, a little high, and no tag applied as Hill steals the bag. That is the second stolen base of the night for the Black Bears. And runner in scoring position now with a 2-0 count on Houghton. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Tomorrow night, Belfont Community Night. One of the favorite nights on the calendar for all of us here, but probably most particularly myself, Scott Walker, and maybe even Logan Matthew. Ski ball single up the middle to center. Hill around third. Hill score. And Houghton drives in his second run of the game. West Virginia's lead back up to 2. It's 6-4. And that'll bring Ryan Hernandez to the plate. Hernandez led the MLB Draft League in homers in the first half of the season. Serving in the DH role tonight, he is 2-for-2, singled in the first, singled in the second, and Jim Gott will head out to the mound to chat with Joe Battaglia, Colin Adams, and it looks like the whole infield will join them. There is right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. Isaiah Magwood is readying if needed here in the fourth. Dave and Jim, hoping probably that Battaglia might be able to go a little longer, get five innings under his belt. And Magwood will have a longer relief appearance as well. He's scheduled for about 2 to 3 innings, depending on how things go. But again, schedules can be off here, and there's a more room for adjustment here in the second half. By the way, Chris Macca, who is with the Spikes, is in the dugout here. He is getting assessed as to where he fits in as the 13th man to join the staff this year.
Tell me about the program, Joe. I mean, you know, we're out here throwing heavy innings every night.
By the way, speaking of pitchers, John Beamer, the Spikes right-hander, officially signed his deal with the Milwaukee Brewers today. So congratulations to John. He's officially a member of the Brewers. His contract purchased from the MLB Draft League, the first Spikes player to achieve that here in the second half of the season under the professional system of the hybrid format of the league. So congratulations, John. Looking forward to seeing him in the Arizona Complex League soon. Bluffs deal off first. Pitcher Hernandez popped up right side of the infield. Marcus Page underneath it, and the second baseman puts it away. Houghton remains at first, one gone.
I'm looking forward to also seeing some special guests here tomorrow, so that'll be fun.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Bellefonte Area High School band will be here.
Absolutely.
And we're told bigger and stronger, mightier than they were even last year when they were outstanding in their Bellefonte Community Night performance.
Now, do they get the national anthem tomorrow?
They do indeed.
Wow.
They'll be performing from the outfield.
Speaking of Bellefonte.
Yes, Logan Matthew, Bellefonte's own up. Ground rule double in the second inning, continuing his tear. He's 1 for 2. He grounded out to second. His first time up, and he swats one foul. First base shy, 0-1.
He's only got 5 hits in the series. A home run, 2 doubles, 2 singles. What a thrill for his family and friends.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, something you don't plan on when the year begins.
No. Nope. And, of course, Logan out of Liberty University, but became a Black Bear, and he has thrived. He leads all MLB Draft League players in home runs in the second half, and the 0-1 pitch fouled back. It's now 0-2.
I think RBIs, too, doesn't it?
Indeed.
22 of them.
And his 16 runs are second most in the MLB Draft League.
Tell me it's a teammate he's behind.
Quick throw to first. Back diving is Houghton. Well, in fact, it is Turner Hill.
Right. This team puts up a boatload of runs.
123 of them in 17 games. The pitch. That's a pitch out and no movement by Houghton. He stays at first. One ball, two strikes.
That's a yacht.
Actually, I said over 6 runs a game. They've now surpassed 7 runs per game on average in the second half. They're hitting.
It's like last night the Spikes scored 10. That wins 9 out of 10 games.
Absolutely. The Black Bears hitting .304 as a team. There goes the runner. The 1-2 pitch lofted foul over the netting to the concourse behind home. Back to first goes Houghton, 1-2 the count. .392 on base percentage as a team, .453 the slugging percentage as a team.
That's just brutal.
13 home runs coming in the second half. Spikes, of course, hit their 5th as the throw to first gets Houghton diving back. Marcus Page, 2-run shot to the nook in left center. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Matthew. 421 feet off the bat. Here's the 1-2. Lifted into foul ground, left side, and this will fade into the West Virginia bullpen. An unsuccessful catch attempt.
That was embarrassing.
By somebody out there.
That was embarrassing.
Shall remain nameless.
No, oh, no, I'm going to get his number. Fan would have caught.
Oh, yeah. Then again, if my number reckoning is correct, he did earn the save yesterday in a perfect ninth inning. So,
okay. So he had a good night.
1-2. Tap foul to the bricks on a bounce. Still 1-2 to Matthew. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up.
Don Goller, good. Hustle, ran out, got it himself.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's interesting. Joe Battaglia, when he runs out to the mound, he really runs, and he actually runs to the area behind the mound and then back to the top of it at the start of each inning. Battaglia sets the pitch. That's fouled again.
Wow.
Matthew staying alive. And actually, this will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up here.
Reller was able to double on the 10th pitch of his at-bat.
And he is halfway to a cycle tonight with a triple and a double. Right now he's in the first base dugout, the DH for the Spikes this evening. Another 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, first base occupied, so the batter's out. And that is the second strikeout for Joe Battaglia this evening, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information.
It's interesting. I'm watching the at-bat, and I'm thinking if he's going to strike him out, it's going to be a pitch that is not a strike.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the dirt, and he went after it.
And by getting ahead in the count, it was a 1-2 pitch. He had everything. Yeah. He had the advantage in it. Slings went over to first. Houghton dives back in, and now Adon Fernandez up. The left fielder walked and stole a base in the first inning, knocked in a run with a single in the second. 6-4 West Virginia here in the top of the fourth. Black Bears with the advantage in the hit column as well, 9-6. Battaglia to the plate. Fades in for a strike on the outer edge, 0-1.
A lot of bluffing down there by Houghton.
Oh, yeah.
He's bluffed more than guys in the World Series of Poker have.
Well, so far, Colin Adams is rose to throw. He's thrown down to first. Throw on to first again, and Houghton again dives back in. I think that's what they're trying to do. They see Houghton dancing around like that and figure they might be able to catch him going the wrong way at the wrong time. The 0-1 pitch. There he goes this time, and it's nubbed right to where Page vacated to cover the bag, and it trickles into right field just barely. That one was off the handle of the bat, just very soft, but Marcus went over to cover on the steal attempt, and I guess you could call that a hit and run. It was really more of a, I don't even know what to call it, a poke and run maybe?
It was, I'm stealing, and by the way, I hit it.
It's a base hit, as it turns out. Second for Fernandez, the 10th for West Virginia already. And now runners at the corner, still two outs, and Jack Elliott, at the plate. Elliott is 0-for-2. He struck out looking in the first, flied out to left in the third. He reached base five times last night, including a pair of hits, and one of those was a triple. First pitch, Elliott here. Sharp grounder to second, glove by Marcus Page smoothly. Toss on to first in time, and the inning is over.
By the way, that was the 45th hit of the series between the two teams.
This has been an offensively minded set here this week at Medler Field at Lebrado Park. Black Bears add a run in the top of the fourth. They do so on two hits, two runners left on base. 3.5 gone here at Medler Field. It is 6-4 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Let's go, Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Brody Perks, Colin Adams, Dawson Bailey, the 8-9 and 1 batters due up for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Spikes trailing 6-4. Luke Eldred, the West Virginia starter, back on the mound for the Black Bears. First pitch up and in for a ball to Perks. Brody singled in a run in the second inning before being picked off. And the pitch. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge, 88 miles an hour. One ball, one strike. By the way, Isaiah Magwood, who had started warming up last inning, he has ceased warming, and it looks like Joe Battaglia will get the chance to get back out there in the fifth, at least for the time being. It appears that way. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1 to Perks. Ramada out of town scoreboard. Bottom of the fourth inning in Williamsport. Crosscutters leading Mahoning Valley 1-0. Williamsport maintaining the lead in the second half of the MLB Draft League schedule as a pitch fly to right field. Fontas is there, makes the grab, one away. Here's Colin Adams, the catcher, number 9 hitter in the order today for the Spikes, struck out back in the second. Frederick and Trenton were scheduled for action down at Harry Grove Stadium tonight. Of course, last night they got to the third inning and then got postponed. And then, yep, tonight's game has been canceled as well. So back-to-back games called for the Thunder and the Keys. Trenton has now lost 4 games off the schedule, but the Thunder are struggling a bit. They're 4-10 thus far in the second half. And a foul to the third base side, 0-1 to Adams. Williamsport leading the way with an 11-4 second-half record entering the night's action. West Virginia in second at 11-6. The Spikes in third at 9-8. It's interesting because of the disparity in games played. Trenton entering the night was in last place in percentage points, but they were actually only 6.5 games back of the leader, Williamsport, where Mahoning Valley was 7 games back. It's one of those interesting things that happens from time to time, and usually it occurs from a disparity in games played because of games canceled, postponed, made up, not made up. And the 1-1 to Adams, down and in for a ball, fastball at 88, 2 balls and a strike. There have been occasions in the majors where a team leads by percentage points, but in the game's back column, they're the ones a half game back, even a full game back. 2-1, fastball outside, 3-1 the count. Now, games back is usually a good rule of thumb, but when that happens, winning percentage is the be-all, end-all, of course. Whoever has the best win percentage always takes the crown. 3-1. Fastball in, tight ball, 4, and Adams draws the one-out walk. That is the second walk issued by Luke Eldred. He's hit a batter as well. Leadoff man Dawson Bailey up to the plate now. The Spike center fielder, 1-for-2, grounded out to second in the opening frame, and then singled to the right side. Or I should say singled to the left side in the third. That was where Stellan went deep in the hole, trying to make a play, actually got to the ball and got it away, but Bailey already well up the line. It preceded Marcus Page's 2-run homer, and Page on deck right now. Pitch to Bailey, fastball down and away, 1-0. Major League Baseball, Marlins leading the Phillies 2-0. They're in the top of the fourth inning down in the city of brotherly love. The Guardians, meanwhile, lead the Tigers 3-0 top of the third. Braves and Red Sox scoreless bottom of the third. The 1-0 to Bailey. Grounder left side, skittering, stopping Elliott. Throw to second, sails into right field. Adams will move to third. And so the Black Bears, I believe, are into the error column. That'll be an errant throw on the third baseman. Bailey is on first, Adams on third, one gone, and here's Marcus Page. I don't know that they would have finished the double play. Dawson has a great speed and a great break out of the box, but it certainly would have been an out at second base had the throw not been high. And now Eldred out of the stretch facing Page for the third time. Struck him out in the first inning before Marcus responded with a two-run shot 421 feet into the area behind the nook in left center field. One ball, no strikes. And Trent Taylor on deck. He's no treat either. Brock Reller behind them. And Page lines this one into the right center field gap. That'll score Adams. Bailey around second, headed for third, and David Valdez is going to wave him in. There will be no throw to the plate. And Marcus Page with a two-run double. And the Spikes have tied it up at six here in the bottom of the fourth. Four runs batted in for Marcus Page this evening. And now Trent Taylor at the plate. Well, as it stands now, of the two runs, one is going to be earned. But now here's Trent Taylor, 0-for-2 with a pair of pop-outs so far.
If you like pitcher's duels, this is not your series.
No. 6-6, bottom of the fourth. Pitch to Taylor, swung on and missed, and that actually struck Metcalf. And he'll adjust the leg pads. That one actually hit him in the leg, deflected out towards Luke Eldred. Don Goller will walk the baseball out and engage Eldred in a little conversation about his experience here in Happy Valley, no doubt. But as Metcalf adjusts the equipment, 0-1 the count to Taylor after the swing. In the majors, Rangers and Astros getting ready to go down in Houston. White Sox and Royals the same in Kansas City. Baltimore and Toronto are in a rain delay right now. The Cardinals with new left-hander Jose Quintana in tow, making a start on the mound tonight for St. Louis, visiting the Rockies. Pirates taking on the Diamondbacks later on, and the Twins visit the Dodgers. 0-1 count to Taylor. Everybody's set. The pitch, it's lined into center field. Base hit. Page was retreating to second, and now there's a misplay by Hill in center. But Page already had gone too far, but the throw comes home, and that allows Taylor to move to second. So that'll be, I would believe, a single, and then reaching second on the throw. Nevertheless, second and third with one gone. And Page again, Marcus retreated to second because the ball was hit on a line up the middle and he didn't want to be doubled off. And then it bounced in safely, so he makes it to third easily.
His only mistake there was trying not to make a mistake.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously.
Yes.
And so guess what? He's not out. He's on third.
That's right. And Brock Reller, who has a triple and a double already tonight, steps up. First pitch taken for a strike, 89 miles an hour over the outer edge. 0-1 the count. And there is right-handed action warming up in the West Virginia bullpen.
They don't have enough guys.
The 0-1. And Reller slices this one into the right center field gap. That'll score Page. That'll score Taylor. It's a single for Brock Reller. He's a home run away from the cycle. He knocks in a pair of runs to give the Spikes the lead for the first time tonight. It's 8-6. In the bottom of the fourth.
Such a dull game, Joe.
Well, the West Virginia coaching staff's going to stir. JT Thomas, the pitching coach, heads out to the mound.
And exactly what is he supposed to say?
Well, this is the war. This is basically, right. And he is taking his time getting out there. This is to give the righty a chance to warm.
There's nothing creative he can say. right now, we have a mess.
Well, the Spikes have taken full advantage. Four runs so far here in the bottom of the fourth, and there's still only one out and Brock Reller at first. Wow.
Quite an inning.
And for the Black Bears, it's Ryan Mann warming up in the West Virginia bullpen.
Normally after an inning and a half and a team is down 5-0, that really sets the tone for the rest of the night. Not here.
And so now, Devin Buckner up. Buckner drove in a run with a sacrifice fly to center in the second. That was the Spikes' first run of the night. He then walked in the third. Playing first base this evening, he's played a good first base so far. Stands in the right-handed box. Eldred to the plate. And Buckner grounds this one onto third. Taken in by Elliott. Throw to second for one onto first. Stretch in time. And the Black Bears go around the horn. Just the fourth double play they turned on the ground here in the second half, but it'll end things in the fourth. However, the Spikes score 4 runs on 3 hits, 1 error, and nobody left on base. End of 4 here at Medler Field of Lebronto Park. And with so much more to go, 8-6 the State College lead on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Into the fifth inning, and the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fifth. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. And the new pitcher for the Spikes, Isaiah Magwood. We did expect him out there maybe a little bit sooner than anticipated, but Magwood making his second appearance for the Spikes, his first outing was on Sunday in Mahoning Valley. He only went 2/3 of an inning, allowed just a pair of walks. Both of those runners ended up scoring. He did record a strikeout, a wild pitch against him, but Magwood out of Huntsville, Alabama, and Jacksonville State University making his professional debut with the Spikes here in the second half. 6'5", 190 pounds, and he is 22 years of age. He is set to face the 7-8-9 batters for the Black Bears, Ruben Fontes, Nolan Metcalf, and Anthony Stellan.
7-2, 2.58 ERA at Jacksonville State with 78 strikeouts, 33 walks. Gave up just 58 hits and 69 and two-thirds, 10.1 strikeouts per nine innings, 11-7 in his four-year career with a 3.86 ERA. Those are career numbers there at the end.
Ruben Fontes, 1-for-2, reached on an error in the second, singled in the third. He scored a run as well. He takes a ball outside. Left-handed hitter against the righty Magwood, who has a great opportunity here. The 1-0, called strike. Fastball on the outer edge at 87. It's 1-1.
When does the action begin, Joe? I'm waiting.
Well, for Joe Battaglia, 4 innings of work. 6 runs against him, but only 2 earned.
Yep.
On 10 hits. Pitch upstairs for a ball, 3-1. He walked a pair of batters. He struck out two as well. 75 pitches, 51 strikes for Battaglia. Here's the 2-1 from Magwood. Pitch. That is low for a ball, 3-1. And though the Spikes took the lead before he officially left the game, it is right now Isaiah Magwood's game.
Kind of felt like it was the Harrison Major League performance by Joe Pataglia. I'm throwing every piece of junk I got out of him.
Well, he said definitely did his job getting the Spikes to the fifth inning and enabling them to stay in it as Ruben Fontes takes a walk, and that is the third walk issued by Isaiah Magwood this season, the first here tonight. It's the third walk issued by Spikes pitching. Nolan Metcalf now up, the catcher 1-for-2, singled in the second, grounded out to short in the third. Spikes, by the way, have turned 7 double plays on the ground in the second half. Magwood out of the stretch, the pitch, and Metcalf swings and fouls it right side. 0-1 the count. Sounded like that hit the roof of something. Hopefully that was Bradley's.
Yeah. We don't want anything good, Hobbs.
Nope. 0-1. Grounder left side, snagged by Guile, diving to his right. Strong throw across the diamond. What a play by Nick Guile. One down in the top of the fifth, and Guile went full extension. It's like that ball was a magnet to his mitt, then sprung to his feet and showed off the rocket from the hot corner.
Without question, the defensive play of the series so far.
They've been in short supply, but they have been huge, and that one might turn out to be the biggest of all. Spikes leading 8-6. And Guile robs Nolan Metcalf as Anthony Stella now up 0-for-2. Scored a run in the second after reaching on a fielder's choice, and the pitch called strike on the outer edge, 0-1. Magwood, he walked Fontes, but he's got ahead of the last two hitters.
Mm-hmm. Play like that also gives a pitcher a lot of confidence.
Absolutely. Trusting your defense. Don't have to do everything in that 60-foot, 6-inch span from the slam to the plate. 0-1. Breaking ball, low and away. Stellan lays off, 1-1. Ryan Mann is still atop the bullpen mound on the left field side for West Virginia. We'll see if he comes in for the bottom half of the fifth, as Luke Eldred went the first four for the Black Bears. Magwood with a look to second. Now turns his attention back home, and the 1-1 lifted in the air, center field. Bailey right on, right underneath it makes the catch. He barely had to move at all. Ball came to him. Fontes remains at second, two gone.
David Valdez looking around. Everybody said, I positioned him. What a job.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, now here's Turner Hill, the center fielder. The McDonald's strikeout guy hasn't
Look,
whipped
just
so far.
Get it over with, okay? Come on, you're going to be a victim for the night's over. Just get it over with.
He'll ground it out to short in the first. He tripled home a run in the second, walked in the fourth, and stole a base. He has scored a pair of runs. 8-6 lead for the Spikes, top of the fifth. Magwood delivers. Fastball in the dirt, blocked by Adams. 1-ball, no strikes. This is the middle game of this three-game set. We finish things off tomorrow night, 6:35. Be on the air with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Any Health, at approximately 6:10. Of course, the Bellefonte Area High School Band will be performing pregame. They'll perform our national anthem as part of Bellefonte Community Night. And the 1-0 to Hill. Lofted to left. Towards the line goes Meade. He settles underneath, makes the grab, and the inning is over.
It's what the Spikes needed, Joe. After what they just did, a shutdown inning was a necessity.
No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're halfway home here at Medler Field. 8-6 lead for State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Bottom of the fifth inning, 8-6, the Spikes lead it, and a pitching change for West Virginia. So Joe's done giving hand signals to Mark Brumbaugh.
Well, yeah, you know, I just try to communicate.
Why don't you just walk over and tell him?
Ryan Mann, number 62, is on the mound for the Black Bears and in relief of Luke Eldred.
Admittedly, when we go to Williamsport, a lot of fans give Boomer hand signals.
He is number one there. Man, in the second half, three appearances. Two of them have been in starting roles, but an 0-2 record, a 10-2-4 ERA, 9 2/3 innings, 19 runs against him, 11 earned on 23 hits, 10 strikeouts to 5 walks, a .434 opponent's batting average. First pitch to Gano, though, a strike on the inside corner. Nick to be followed by John Mead and Brody Perks, 6-7-8 batters here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Spikes leading 8-6. Man's 0-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed. It's 0-2. He actually won four games in the first half of the MLB Draft League season. He has 12 appearances across both halves. Looks in for the sign from Nolan Metcalf, who remains behind the plate. The set, the 0-2. That's in tight, and Giles hit for the second time in the game.
He'd been hit once before tonight.
I think both times it's been on the left arm.
Yep, each time. Obviously doesn't feel wounded. He's over explaining to Will Johnson, yeah, you got me here, whatever.
By the way, final line for starter Luke Eldred. 4 runs, 9 hits against him, 8 runs, 7 of them earned, as it turns out. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He hit a batter as well. He was the guilty party when Guile was hit back in the second inning. 74 pitches, 48 of them for strikes. First pitch to the lefty, John Mead, is a ball in tight, 1-0.
John Mead's fun because he can't wait to play.
Yes.
And he is the first guy out of the dugout. He said, where is everybody? He does that to us all the time.
You talk about energy, John has it. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball tied him up inside. Actually, that was a fastball. Rode in at 91, but kind of dove at the end there. 1-1. Guile taking his lead at first. Mann sets at the belt. The 1-1. Chopper off the plate to first, taken in by Matthew. He'll throw to second for the force play. That's all they'll get as Stellan hangs on to it. So Guile erased 3-6 the put out. Mead with a fielder's choice now at first. And Brody Perks steps up. Brody 1-for-2 tonight. RBI single in the second, a fly out to right in the fourth. By the way, to finish off the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the big leagues, the Mets earned their 6th straight win, defeating the Reds 10-2. Brewers defeated the Rays 4-3 in 10 innings. Cubs over the Nationals 4-2 today. Rowan Wick earning the save for Chicago, his 6th of the year. Former Spike, of course, the greatest Spikes hitter of all time, now closing things out on the mound for the Cubs.
Amazing.
That's baseball. Kirk, swing and a miss, 0-1 the count. In 12 innings in Oakland, the Angels prevail over the Athletics 5-4. Padres top the Giants 13-7, a 7-run sixth inning giving them the win. And the Mariners defeat the Yankees 4-3.
Second straight time they've taken 2 out of 3 from the Yankees.
Fastball inside to Perks, 1-1 the count. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada State College Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Outside of wins in the East, the Yankees, if they have faced a team that has a winning record outside of the division, they have not fared well.
No.
They're swept by the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
They've now lost 4 out of 6 to the Mariners. They got swept by the Mets. I mean, these are the teams that have winning records.
Oh, yeah. Yankees, though, still with the best record. Actually, they've dropped down below the Astros with a loss today. They're half game back of the Astros after it looked like they would run away with everything to begin the season. That pitch, a ball to Perks, 2-1 the count.
And the Astros have beaten them 5 out of 7.
Houston now at 71-40. New York at 71-41.
Panic has ensued.
Dodgers have the best record in baseball now at 76-33. He pitches a strike, fastball inside corner.
By the way, they lost Carpenter for the year.
Yes.
With a broken bone in his foot. It's one thing, when you're going on a roll, the important part of the roll, almost every team, is that injuries are at a minimum. You know, Stanton's been out.
2-2. Tapped foul by Perks. It bounces to the bricks. Count remains the same.
And I know he's having a great year, but you worry all the time the judge is going to go out.
Yeah.
It's not exactly, he has not exactly been Mr. Durability the last 3 years. This year he's been healthy and the numbers show it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on a record pace in some respects.
Yep.
Throw to first, diving back again.
And the record pace in part, keep in mind there's a couple of ideas on the record pace. Let's just keep it simple. Roger Maris not only hit 61 home runs for the Yankees. That is the American League record.
Yep.
All the guys that have passed him are all National League guys.
The 2-2. Perks reaches out, taps it up the middle, taken by Stellins. Shortstop steps on the bag. Throw to first in time. Second straight inning. The Black Bears have ended it with a double play. Nothing across for the Spikes in the fifth. We'll go to the sixth here at Medlar Field. State College leading West Virginia 8-6 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Tomorrow night, the State College Spikes are home at Medlar Field for Belfont Community Night. And the Geisinger Kids Zone in left field is free all game long, thanks to friends of Jake Corman. Plus, it's a Thirsty Thursday with $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Join us for the series finale tomorrow night at 6:35. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Into the sixth inning here at Medlar Field. Isaiah Magwood on for his second inning of relief work, but he right now is the pitcher of record in the game. Joe Battaglia was his starter. Got to go five, even though the Spikes took the lead in the bottom of the fourth inning for him. Got to go five to earn the win as a starter. MLB rules, and that's what we're using here. The pitch low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Maddox Houghton is two for three. He's knocked in a pair of runs. He has a double, a single, and he has scored a run as well. It'll be followed by Ryan Hernandez and Belfont's own Logan Matthew. The 2-3-4 hitters due up here in the sixth. 88-mile-an-hour fastball misses high. 2-0 the count to Houghton. 8-6 lead for the Spikes. A run in the first, four in the second, one in the fourth for the Black Bears. For the Spikes, two runs in the second, two in the third, and four in the fourth. Fastball upstairs, 3-0 the count. The Black Bears with 10 hits in the game. Spikes now creeping up in that category. They've got 9. And the 3-0 called strike on the outer edge. 3-1 to Houghton. Three errors for State College tonight. One for West Virginia. Three and one the count to Houghton. Pitch. And that's fouled to the right side. 3-2.
And all of those errors have figured in the scoring.
They have. That's why Joe Battaglia, those six runs charged to him in the first four innings, only two of them earned.
Right.
Three balls, two strikes. Magwood, the Jacksonville State product, sets and delivers. The payoff pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. So Isaiah Magwood with his first strikeout of the night, the third for Spikes pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Ryan Hernandez is 2-for-3, a pair of singles, a run scored. He's also popped out to second.
If I recall Ryan Hernandez from the first half, he has a... One of his tutors is David Valdez.
That's correct. He's a Boston native, and David's been a long-time hitting instructor in the Boston area. Pitch low and away for a ball, 1-0. And Ryan,
you don't think I pay attention to what you say.
Well, Ryan, of course, played his college ball at the University of Houston, where
right.
Kevin Karstetter from the first half, State College native, will be heading to play starting this fall. Here's the 1-0 to Hernandez, and that is chopped foul, third base side, 1-1. And Hernandez really caught fire in the last week or two of the first half of the year. He had been kind of engaged in a home run battle with Will Simpson in State College, Jake Plasiak and Frederick to see who was out in front. And then Hernandez just left them all behind. He had five homers in the season's last 2 weeks.
Normally does it.
And the 1-1.
Oh.
That's a called strike of the outer edge. 1-2.
That was a great pitch. That wasn't a good pitch. That was a great pitch.
Hernandez in the second half has one home run.
It's tailed off, Joe.
He has 9 for the season, counting both halves. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a breaking ball. And that's back-to-back strikeouts for Isaiah Magwood. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Two down in the top of the sixth. Magwood has retired the last five batters he's faced after walking the first man up in the fifth.
And this is exactly the situation you want to face Logan Matthew. Nobody on base.
Exactly. Matthew 1-for-3 with a ground rule double tonight. He had 4 hits last night. Swing of the first pitch, grounds at left side. The spikes were shifted, and the ball trickles into left field, a base hit. They had rotated towards the right side, and 2-out single is the second hit for Matthew.
No offense, I don't think I would go that way with this guy because his ground rule double was to left.
Yep.
He's been going the opposite way. He had an opposite field hit last night, too.
He did indeed. Now Adon Fernandez, the batter, 2-for-2, a couple of singles, a run batted in. He's walked and stolen a base as well. 2 outs, top of the sixth. Pitch. That fades in low and away, ball 1.
I think Colin Adams felt like he had it because he held it there.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, where he held it was a ball.
Yes. 1 ball, no strike. Spikes up 8-6 here in the top of the sixth inning. Both teams did not score in the fifth. All of a sudden, there's been a plague on both offenses. Pitch is a strike on the outer edge, 1-1.
Yeah, 14 runs on 20 hits.
And it's, and here's the thing, you know, there are parks that have can be high scoring ballparks. This is not one of them.
No.
1-1. Here's a fly ball, left center field, and this will drop in for a base hit. Matthew on to third, and the ball deflects off the mitt of Bailey into left center. Matthew will come all the way around to score. Now, it'll be a hit for Fernandez, his third of the game, but I think the misplay may have had a part to play in Matthew being able to come around from first. It's 8-7.
You have to take care of simple. Don't rush. Just take care of simple.
And it will be the Spikes' fourth error of the evening, in addition to the base hit.
Yes, right.
So Fernandez 3-for-3, officially now with 3 singles. Jack Elliott 0-for-3 in the game. A strikeout, a flyout, and a groundout in that order. Facing Magwood for the first time, here's the pitch. That's clipped foul to the screen, 0-1. And Ruben Fontes is on deck. He had walked to start off Magwood's outing. 8-7, State College, here in the top of the sixth. Set. A look to second, another look, and the 0-1 fades in high. 1-1.
Yeah, without the misplay, Matthew's going to be held at third.
Yep. Here's the set by Magwood. And the 1-1. That is chopped off the foot of Elliott, so it's a, I think it's a dead ball, isn't it? No. And now,
they'll talk it
it's
over.
Called a foul ball, and that definitely appeared like it hit Elliott's foot. The Spikes did the right thing. They made the play. They're rushing off the field. That's exactly what they should do, and it's an out. It did not go off Elliott's foot. So the put out is made, and the Spikes are out of the top of the sixth inning. I'm frankly not even sure exactly who fielded the ball, but the Spikes continued to play, which they certainly needed to do.
Buckner fielded it, and he went to Magwood 3-1.
3-1. There we go. So that's how it'll go. Jed Jerko talking things over with plate umpire Don Goller, but the officials conferred, or the umpires did, and they said it didn't hit him. It's an out. So the Black Bears held to 1 run on 2 hits, 1 error, 1 runner left on base. 5.5 gone here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It's still the State College out in front, 8-7 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go, Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer, from Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, and the Spikes maintain an 8-7 lead. Colin Adams to lead it off against Ryan Mann. First pitch for Mann in his second inning of work. low and away for a ball, 89 miles an hour. Dawson Bailey, Marcus Page to follow.
This game's over, Joe. I mean, you can just sense. I mean, the scoring's going to stop.
The 1-0. Fastball low, 2-0 the count.
They all take on different personalities.
Absolutely.
And the last two nights have been a combination of fun and frustrating.
Certainly have been. A lot of runs to go around for the Black Bears. More of them in their direction last night. A 13-10 win. The Spikes, though, leading another high-scoring affair tonight. And the pitch low and away for ball three to Adams.
But I want to say, I think Tristan Hudson goes tonight, right?
Yes.
You know?
He'll probably go the final two innings, I think, at this stage.
Yep. And that gives you a different feel for the game.
3-0 pitch, taken for a strike on the inside corner, 3-1.
There is right-handed action now in the bullpen.
Here's the 3-1 offering. Excuse me, check swing, but it goes out into the field of play. Taken by the shortstop, Stellan, a throw to first. And that's going to be an out, I believe.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is.
No, it is. No, no.
Well, we had a weird out on a play in the top of the sixth inning to end it, and now kind of a weird swinging out. Adams was at the Spikes logo behind home plate when Stellan was fielding the ball. That one ran up and in on him, but it hit the bat. It went into fair territory, and West Virginia did what West Virginia needed to do and made the out.
There's nothing out of that ordinary on that play in terms of, like, the actual play. The bat hit the ball.
Yeah. Dawson Bailey swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 to him, 1-for-3 in the game. He scored a pair of runs. So here's the set by Mann. And the 0-1 pitch. That's high for a ball, 1-1.
It's going to be a lot of State College fans going up to Williamsport on Friday night.
Yep, Saturday as well. Friday, there'll be some Spike staffers working the game. Saturday is when
they're going up in mass.
And they're going up in mass.
You want to know why?
1-1. That's tap foul. That does go off Bailey's right ankle. And Don Galler calls time. Why is that?
They've listened to the broadcast, Joe. They want to know what the big blue phenomenon is about. I've had several say to me, said, I've always been interested in the criminal element. I explained to him that Boomer's on work release. Not so much emphasis on work.
Well, they even give him an ATV to ride.
Yeah.
1-2 to Bailey. Tap to the left side, charging in third baseman. Elliott grabs it. Bouncing throw across the diamond, but a nice snare by Matthew at first. Two down in the bottom of the sixth. Fans, we remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Now Marcus Page to the plate. And Marcus has knocked in half of the Spikes runs tonight. Four RBIs, a two-run homer to left center in the third, two-run double in the fourth. First pitch swinging, 0-1.
He's going for the downs on that one.
Whew. Well, he crushed one 421 feet, and now the wind is blowing out to left center field right now. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Man went with a slider that time, and it's 0-2. Trent Taylor on deck if Page can extend the sixth inning. Spikes up 8-7. Pitch. Chopper down the third baseline. Taken by Elliott on the backhand. Throw across the diamond smooth this time. And at Matthews on the other end, the inning is over as the Spikes go down in order in the bottom of the sixth inning. So a lull here in the action. State College leading West Virginia 8-7 as we move to the seventh on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Tomorrow night, the State College Spikes are home at Medlar Field for Belfont Community Night. And the Geisinger Kids Zone in left field is free all game long, thanks to friends of Jake Corman. Plus, it's a Thirsty Thursday with $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Join us for the series finale tomorrow night at 6:35. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the seventh inning, and Isaiah Magwood with two great innings on the mound. He allowed one run, but that was all. Stabilized things for the Spikes, who lead it 8-7. And fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh inning. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Tonight we see the Spikes debut of Chris Macca, right-hander out of Wingate University in North Carolina. But a guy who is far from his debut with the Spikes. We'll take you through the rest of the way, Steve Jones.
All right, thanks, Joe. Debuted on the first pitch.
That's right.
By Brad Furness. It was a ball high and away to James Barksdale.
June the 20th, 2006.
Still here. Ruben Fontes to the plate, and Rube tonight is 1-for-2, reached on an error, scored in the second, single to right in the third, walked in the fifth. So Chris Macca, Spike's debut, his first pitch, high and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Guile, even with the bag, playing off the line at first. Outfield straight away. Reller, a little bit deeper and right. Macca, 92-mile-per-hour fastball to start him out. Swing and a miss, blew right by him. It's 1-1. Magwin with two innings, two hits, one unearned run, struck out two, walked one. 8-7. Spikes lead it, top of the seventh. Macca delivers. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball there, 1-2 the count. Eight runs, nine hits for the Spikes, seven runs on 12 hits for West Virginia. Macca delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. First strikeout for Chris. First batter he's faced with the Spikes. Strikeout number five for Spikes pitching this evening. Brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Committed to the well-being and safety of our community. To learn more about how you can stay protected against COVID-19, please visit mountnittany.org/coronavirus. Nolan Metcalf, first pitch swinging, fouled over the roof to our right and out of play. It's 0-1. Visit your local First National Bank office. Take advantage of expert guidance and comprehensive financial solutions to meet your private banking, insurance, wealth management, estate planning, and investment needs. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. Grounds it to Guile at third, throws him out, two outs. And here's Anthony Stellan. 0-for-3, fielder's choice scored in the second, lined out to Page at second in the third, and flew to center to Bailey in the fifth. Macca looks in, and Chris delivers. Outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Macca, big right-hander, works from the first base side. Holds that glove up and delivers. Outside with a fastball, it's 2-0. 92 on that one. 2-0 the count. Two gone, bases empty in the top of the seventh. 8-7 State College. On the ground to short, Perks charges. Brody fires in time, a 1-2-3 inning for Chris Macca. Nothing across. Seventh inning stretch time of the ballpark in State College on a Wednesday night. It is 8-7 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scirbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
There's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field at Lombardo Park and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. Trent Taylor will lead it off, followed by Brock Reller and Devin Buckner. Taylor extended his hitting streak to 10. He's 1-for-3 tonight. A single and scored in the fourth. Also popped out the second, popped out the third. He's 1-for-3 tonight, now with a 10-game hitting streak. And the pitch. That's a swing and a miss. Man went right at him there. It's 0-1. Started him out that time with a changeup. No balls and a strike. Man always works from the stretch and delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball in or half. It's 0-2. 89 with that fastball. Taylor red hot over the last 10 games. He's got that average up to 345 now. He's driven in a dozen. Man goes set and the 0-2. That's a slow roller, left side, charged by Elliott. Throws to first in time, one out. Good play by Jack Elliott. Brock Reller is a home run away from the cycle. He tripled and scored in the second. He doubled to right in the third. He singled and knocked in two runs in the fourth. He is a home run away from the second cycle in Spikes history. And he's got the power to do it. Man goes set. The pitch to Brock. He'll take a strike, get his 0-1. Reller with 9. Check that, 10 extra base hits. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. It is 0-2. He has 2 home runs. Tied for the team lead with 7 doubles and now a triple. Wide stance, left-handed box, 0-2. Man waits and delivers. Reller checked it, call, strike 3, got him. Three really good pitches, and they're two outs. For Mann, that's his first strikeout. And here's Devin Buckner. Buckner is 0 for 1. Sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the second. Walked in the third. Wrapped into a 5-4-3 double play to end the fifth. So Buckner in the right-handed box. Pitch. And there for a strike. He's got six runs knocked in now in the short time he's been with the Spikes. And he's knocked in four in this series. Backed up to seven RBIs. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Mann's had good stuff so far. That was another changeup. It's 0-2. Two outs, deck clear. Bottom of the seventh, 8-7 State College. Mann looks in, goes set at the belt. And the 0-2. Checked it, didn't go. They appeal, did go. Call strike three, got him, and the inning is over. Spikes go in order. Mann has retired all six he has faced. We go to the top of the eighth inning. 8-7, State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Important inning now for Chris Macca to negotiate. The top of the order starting with Turner Hill. That's up high for a ball. Macca throws hard. 1-0 the count, 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Hill tonight, the McDonald's strikeout guy, is 1-for-3 with a triple. He has scored two. Outside for a ball, it's 2-0. He's also walked, stolen a base. He's knocked in a run. Macca looks in, and Chris delivers. 3-0. You don't want to walk the leadoff guy. Like to avoid that at all costs. 3-0. Right down the heart with a fastball. It's 3-1. 91 on that one. 8-7, State College, top of the eighth inning. Outside ball four, leadoff man aboard, a guy with speed. So the leadoff man aboard in Turner Hill. Hill is 7-for-9 in stolen bases this season, has one tonight. Here's Maddox Houghton. Houghton is 2-for-4. He's driven in two. He's scored one. Though the first, Hill gets back. Tristan Hudson has begun his routine in the bullpen. Not throwing heavily yet. He's just doing the halfway deal. Houghton bunts, and he fouled it off his foot. He was in the box when it hit him. It's 0-1. It looks like Austin Chile's actually down there doing some work throwing against the wall right now. 0-1 the count on Howden. Middle infield double play. Depth with nobody out. Throw to first, and he's back standing. No tag. No balls and a strike. Macca delivers. Checked it, didn't go. It's 1-1. 91 with that one. Macca worked a clean seventh inning. Macca goes set, glances over at first. Delivers. Checked it. That's a strike. It's 1-2. Nice pitch on the inner half that time. That was the curveball. 1-2 the count. Hill inches out to his lead at first. He's the tying run in the top of the eighth inning. Macca goes set, delivers. Up high, 2-2. Fastball again at 91. Macca leans in with a 2-2 count. Out and waits in the right-handed box. Hill leads at first. The pitch. Line right at Perks. He's got to throw to first and not in time. Good job by Hill to get back. There's one out. Here is Ryan Hernandez, who's 2-for-4 tonight. Single in the first. Came back, single to the left in the second, then scored. Popped out to Page at second in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the sixth. Middle infield, double play depth. Macca in his first appearance with the spikes, throws to first. He almost threw it away. A little high that time, a little nonchalant throwing over, and Buckner bailed him out. Hernandez in the right-handed box. Outfield straight away and deep. The pitch in the dirt. Good job by Adams. One ball and no strikes. No advance by Hill. He'll throw that ball out of here. 1-0 the count. 8-7 State College in the top of the eighth inning. Hernandez in the right-handed box with an open stance. Hill leads off first, throw to first, and back standing with no tag. Hernandez with one home run in the second half, 8 runs knocked in the second half. He had a strong first half. Set by Macca. Middle infield double play depth. Outside and low, it's 2-0. Hernandez hit 8 home runs in the first half. That's right down the heart with a fastball. It's 2-1. 90 on that one. 2-1 the count. One out, Hill on first. 8-7 State College in the top of the eighth inning. The set by Macca. Waits and delivers. Low and outside, runs at 3-1. Hernandez back into that right-handed box. Logan Mathieu on deck. Macca's 3-1. There goes Hill, fouled off. It's 3-2. So if they run him 3-1, they're going to run him 3-2. If they run him 3-1, they're going to run him 3-2. Moon begins to peek through the clouds over the right field wall. 3-2 the count on Hernandez. Hill leads off first with one out. Macca goes set. To the plate. There goes Hill. Inside ball for first and second with one out. And Logan Mathieu will stride to the plate. Mathieu tonight is 2-for-4. Bounced the second and the first. Doubled, a ground rule double to left in the second, then was eventually thrown out at the plate. Struck out swinging in the fourth, then he singled the left and scored in the sixth. So the middle infield at double play depth. There is one out. Jim Gott's going to come out and talk to Chris Macca. And let's face it, for Jim, there's a learning curve with each one of these pitchers. And for Macca, this is his first appearance in a game that Jim has seen. The entire infield is in with him. And Matthew at the plate with one out. Tomorrow night, Belfont Community Night. Thirsty Thursday. Geisinger Kids Zone, because it is a community night, will be free, courtesy of the friends of Jake Corman. Another big Thursday night here at the ballpark. Mound conference is over. Jim will walk back to the dugout. Players to their respective positions. One gone. First and second. 8-7 State College, top of the eighth inning. And Logan Matthew at the plate, who has six hits in this series. He is 6-for-10 in the series. And the pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. He was on that one. It's 0-1. 8-7 State College. West Virginia tonight so far has out-hit them 12-9. Problem in this inning, not hits, but two walks. First and second. Matthews, slight open stance. Left-handed box. Macca waits, delivers. Up high and away, 1-1 the count. Matthew, well chronicled from Belfont, Liberty University. In a spot here to try and tie the game up for his team. 1-1 the count. Macca, quick glance at second and delivers. At his pop foul, third base side toward the West Virginia dugout. Adams, good hustle, can't get there. It goes into the dugout. 1-2 the count on Matthew. Now remember, the last time up, he struck out on a pitch that was in the dirt. And it was also a 1-2 count. You just feel like he's the kind of guy that if you strike him out, it's going to be on a pitch that is not actually a strike. Macca leans in. He goes set. Looks at Hill at second. 1-2 to Matthew. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. That's a big strikeout in this game. Macca gets his second strikeout. And that strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Adam Fernandez to the plate. Fernandez tonight is 3-for-3. Two singles, a double. He's knocked in two. He's also walked. The pitch. There go the runners. Hit him with a pitch. The bases are loaded. Runners were moving anyway, but now you got the bases loaded on two walks and a hit by pitch. And it's up to Jack Elliott now, who is 0-for-4. Elliott struck out looking in the first. Flew to left to Meade in the third. Bounced out to Page at second in the fourth. And then on a play where he thought the ball hit his foot, the ball ended up going to Buckner at first, and he toss over to Magwood to end the inning. So, Devontae Doris is the pinch runner now at second for Hernandez. The pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 the count to Elliott. He's driven in seven. Bases loaded, two outs, top of the eighth. Big moment here for Chris Macca and the Spikes. Macca goes set. The 0-1. High and away, 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. Set by Macca. Here it is. That is line foul, first base side. He just turned too early on it. It's now 1-2. Yes, the full moon shrouded in clouds. And you can hear the lone wolf in the background. Over the right field wall. 1-2, the count on Elliott. Bases loaded, two outs. Macca leans in, stares at Colin Adams. Gets what he wants and goes set. To the plate. Ooh, that just missed. It's 2-2. Probably just a bit high. 2-2 the count. Macca rests that glove on his left thigh as he leans in. 2-2 the count on Elliott in that left-handed box with the open stance. Macca goes set. High set at the letters. 2-2 on its way. Fouled straight back to the screen. It's still 2-2. 8-7 State College, top of the eighth inning. Bases loaded, two outs. 2-2 the count. Elliott taps the plate. One practice swing. Macca goes set at the letters. 2-2 on its way. Hit high in the air, playable to center field for Dawson Bailey. Underneath, waits, puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. The bases left loaded at the end of 7.5. 8-7 State College on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up! Bottom half of the eighth inning, and the batter up will be Nick Guile. He'll be followed by John Meade and Brody Perks. And for the first time tonight, they're going to face a left-hander. It looks like, I believe it's McMahon on the mound. Jeremy Cook. Let's just make sure here. He's got one more and then go from there. And first time they've seen a left-hander tonight, it's going to be Ian McMahon. The 6-foot, 195-pound left-hander, Ian McMahon, out of John Logan College. Out of Benton, Illinois. He is approaching his 23rd birthday next week. So Ian McMahon, the left-hander, takes over. Here's John Meade. Guile, followed by Meade and Perks. Hit by a pitch twice. He's also lined out to second. First pitch, 1-0 the count. So Ian McMahon, the left-hander, takes over. And that pitch is up the middle, and that's a base hit for Guile. Leadoff man aboard as the Spikes look for insurance here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's John Meade. Meade is 1-for-3. Single to right back in the second. Flew to center in the third. Fielder's choice in the fifth. McMahon is making his eighth appearance. 1-0 with a 5.14 ERA. Seven innings, seven hits, four runs all earned. He has struck out three, walked four, but he's hit four. Opposing hitters 269 against him. Pitch spins him away inside. One ball and no strikes, the count to John. Middle infield double play depth. Elliott off the line at third. Outfield straight away and deep. McMahon goes set and delivers. That's fouled to our left, loops over the screen and into the concourse. To our left, it's 1-1. John's got that average up to 273 now. He's driven in five. 8-7, State College, bottom of the eighth. 1-1. That's fouled again, looping over the screen to the concourse to our left. In the hole, a ball and two strikes. Brody Perks on deck. Wind blowing out about 5 miles an hour. The set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Breaking ball that time for McMahon to get him. One gone. Brody Perks is 1-for-3. Knocked in a run with a base hit in the second. Flew to right in the fourth and into a 6-3 double play in the fifth. Middle infield with one out, still at double play depth. It'll be the bottom third of the order for West Virginia in the top of the ninth. Pitch to Perks, down low, good job that time to go down and get it by Metcalf. 1-0 the count. Adams out on deck. Right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. I think that's Hudson. Macca has done his job. Two excellent innings. 1-0. Throw to first. Back standing. And it's a balk. A balk is called on McMahon. I wonder if he didn't go the 45-degree angle. But that's a balk and puts an important insurance run in scoring position with one out. Left-handed pitchers have to go in that 45-degree angle. If they go beyond it, as if they're throwing to the plate, if they go beyond the 45 toward the plate, it's a balk. And I wonder if Ian did that. 1-0 the count to Perks. He's already driven in one. The pitch. Low and outside, it's 2-0. Colin Adams, we mentioned, on deck. Hudson, for the moment, has stopped throwing in the pen. He's looking at the action. 2-0 the count. And the pitch. Adds in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Brody took that one all the way. Macca did his job. Two scoreless innings. Including two strikeouts. McMahon, the lefty, looks at second and delivers. Up high, it's 3-1. Brody has driven in seven, including one tonight. Back in that right-handed box. Outfield deep and left. Normal with Hill in center. Hit high in the air to left. Fernandez goes back, edge of the track there, tagging. On his way to third is Guile. Throw not in time as he gets there standing. So Guile is on third with two outs. Here is Colin Adams. 0-for-2, struck out swinging in the second. Walked and scored in the fourth. Bounced to short in the sixth. But keep in mind here, a balk, a hit, an error, a wild pitch, a pass ball. That will get an insurance run in from third and Guile. Eight-seven, State College, bottom of the eighth, and first pitch swinging high in the air to left. Fernandez comes on, camps underneath, puts it away, and the inning is over. We go to the ninth inning. The Spikes with an 8-7 lead on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Fans, the Spikes will call for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the ninth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Chris Macca did his job. He went two innings, did not give up a hit or a run. He struck out two, he walked two, and now gives way to Tristan Hudson. Hudson is making his ninth appearance. 1-0 record with an 0.75 ERA. He has struck out 13, he's walked three. 2-for-3 and save opportunities. Against Mahoning Valley, no decision. On Sunday, went an inning and two-thirds, did not give up a hit or a run. Struck out two, walked two. 12 innings of work, two runs, one earned, five hits, and as I mentioned, the 13 strikeouts, the three walks. Tristan Hudson, who was on the mound for North Greenville when they put away the Division II National Championship. 6'3", 190-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Salem, South Carolina. For North Greenville this year, he went 4-1 with a 2.34 ERA with 53 strikeouts and 17 walks. He'll face the bottom third of the order, Ruben Fontes, followed by Nolan Metcalf and Anthony Stellan. Fontes is 1-for-3. Reached on an error, scored in the second, single to right in the third, walked in the fifth, struck out swinging in the seventh. That is line down the right field line, hooking foul to the fun deck. It is 0-1. Hudson, 11.3 strikeouts per nine innings this year. And opposing hitters only hit 159 against him. The pitch. That is line down the right field line again, foul into the Spikes bullpen. 1-2 the count. Curveball that time. It's a new baseball, rubs that up. Full moon over the right field wall. 1-2 the count, 8-7 State College in the top of the ninth inning. Hudson delivers. Way outside, level at 2-2. Eight runs on 10 hits for the Spikes. Seven runs on 12 hits for West Virginia. 2-2 the count on Fontes. Hudson delivers. Outside 3-2. Hudson tugs at the cap. Likes to work from the third base side of the mound. The lanky right-hander. 3-2 the count. Here it is. popped him up in the infield on the left side, and Guile is underneath it. Guile on the grass, puts it away, one gone. Nolan Metcalf has 1-for-4. He singled the right in the second, wrapped into a fielder's choice in the third. Guile made a great play on him in the fifth, the defensive play of the game, and then also grounded out to Guile in the seventh. Bats on the right side, and Hudson delivers. Swing and a miss, probably out of the zone. He chased it, it's 0-1. Metcalf in that right-handed box. Hudson quickly back to work. Swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Another changeup that time from Tristan. Now, Hudson just wants to go. Metcalf knows it, so he called time and stepped out. We'll get back into that right-handed box with an 0-2 count. Hudson doesn't waste any time. Here it is. Low and outside, did not chase. 1-2 the count. Hudson just likes to get the ball and pitch. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him, and the spikes are to the doorstep. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Pediatrics website just for kids. Check it out at kids.mountainindy.org. And here is Anthony Spellin to the plate. He is 0-for-4. Fielder's choice scored in the second. Lined out to Page at second in the third. Flew to center to Bailey in the fifth. Grounded out to Perks at short. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. He grounded out to short in the seventh. Hudson, this is my favorite kind of guy. Just gets the ball and wants to throw. Takes it. Here's the 0-1. Bounce that one in. It's 1-1. Went back to the screen. Tristan Hill will run over and pick it up. Flip it over to David Valdez. 1-1 the count on Stellan. Hudson wheels and fires. Right in there. It's 1-2. 8-7 State College, top of the ninth. Two outs. Deck clear. 1-2 the count. They stand here at Medler Field, Lebronto Park, on the ground to third, and off Guile. Picked up by Perks, no throw, and he's going to be on. And the McDonald's strikeout guy, Turner Hill, to the plate. Hill tonight is 1-for-3. Bounces short in the first. Tripled, knocked in a run, scored a run in the second. Walked, stole a base, scored a run in the fourth. Flew to left in the fifth and walked in the eighth. Hudson goes set and delivers. That's down low. One ball and no strikes the count. Wind blowing to left about 5-10. Hudson goes set and delivers. Bunts, third base side, but foul because Guile was playing back and off the line. He wanted to put down a bunt, but it's 1-1. Good change up that time from Hudson. 1-1 the count. Hill in that left-handed box waits, levels the bat. Hudson, for one of the few times tonight, will take his time. Stares into Colin Adams. Set and the pitch. Outside, it's 2-1. Stellan on first with two outs. Hudson. Ball behind his back. Stares in, peeks at first, now goes set at the belt. 2-1. Roll on the ground. At first, picked up there by Buckner, who kept his, they're calling it a foul ball. He kept his feet inside on the fair side. Albert Jones called it an out, but the home plate umpire, Don Goller, called it a foul ball. 2-2 the count. 2-2 the count. Hill in the left-handed box, levels the bat. Stellan up the lead at first. Hudson glances over, goes set at the belt. Tristan's 2-2. That's foul. Third base side. It'll reach the concourse toward the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. Still 2-2. Infield back, except for Buckner, who's holding on. Stellan at first. Two and two the count. Hudson at the belt. To the plate. Curveball outside, full 3-2. Stellan's going to get a head start. Outfield straight away, playing deep. Three and two the count. Stellan will be moving on the play. Buckner is going to hold him on. Hill now gets in the left-handed box. 3-2 the count. Hudson set at the belt. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. The McDonald strikeout guy at the end. And the Spikes win it. 8-7. And the Spikes, Chris Maka and Tristan Hudson, hold this explosive West Virginia offense scoreless over the final three innings of the game. Joe Putnam in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space, perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
By a score of 8-7, as Chris Maka and Tristan Hudson hold this explosive West Virginia offense scoreless, Brock Reller tonight had a single, double, and a triple. And he is downstairs with Joe Putnam.
Here with Brock Reller. Brock, three hits tonight, a double, a single, a triple. That triple was very close to being a home run, but it ricocheted off the top of the wall. Take us through that at bat.
I was just really trying to put the ball in play, and he gave me something that I could hit over the middle of the plate, so I just did what I could with it.
Now, of course, Brock, also Marcus Page had a tremendous game. Two-run homer, knocked in four runs. What has it been like? What have you seen out of Marcus in his return here to State College?
He's just trying to put the ball in play. Like I said before, he's taking some great swings and finding pitches he can hit, so props to him.
5-0 deficit. What was the feeling like in the dugout, and what was the feeling like as you got back into the game and took the lead?
Five-run deficit, it was early in the game, so you just had to stay in the game, keep everyone in the game and keep hitting balls. So,
and, of course, you hit enough, you end up with 10 hits as a team. You've had some slugfest here with West Virginia the first two nights. Are you looking forward to maybe a third one tomorrow night?
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to hopefully you can take the W and win the series.
Awesome. Brock, thanks so much. Congratulations, and we'll see you in the Spikes back here tomorrow night at Medler Field.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Brock Reller with us tomorrow night, Belfont Community Night here at the ballpark. Free Geisinger Kids Zone, thanks to friends of Jake Corman and
In addition to all that, Thirsty Thursday, $2.16 ounce select drafts, $4.16 ounce craft drafts. Here I am trying to give everybody a better deal, but it's going to be a great deal as well. Wings are back on the menu, chicken wings here at the ballpark tomorrow night as well. $9 will get you a half dozen of those tasty, tasty chicken wings here at Medler Field at LeBron Park. We know you're not winged out for the summer, so come on and join us tomorrow night, 6:35 against West Virginia. But in the meantime, we'll send it back upstairs.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Spikes win it. The final year was 8-7. We'll come back and give you the line score and wrap it up in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Tomorrow night, the State College Spikes are home at Medler Field for Belfont Community Night. And the Geisinger Kids Zone in left field is free all game long, thanks to friends of Jake Corman. Plus, it's a Thirsty Thursday with $2.16-ounce select drafts and $4.16-ounce craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Join us for the series finale tomorrow night at 6:35. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Another wild one that really had a benign finish to it, because the Spikes went at 8-7. Most of the work was done in the first four innings of the game. 5-0 lead at the end of an inning and a half by West Virginia. Spikes got two in the bottom half of the second. Marcus Page had a two-run homer in the fourth. And then four runs by the Spikes were scored in the fourth inning. And one run late in the sixth by West Virginia. But Chris Macca and Tristan Hudson shut everything down. I mean, between the two of them, they did not allow a hit or a run over the final three innings of the game. So here's your line score tonight. 8 runs, 10 hits, 5 errors for the Spikes. They left 4. West Virginia, 7 runs, a dozen hits, 1 error, and left 12. Isaiah Magwood gets the win. He's 1-0. Luke Eldred takes the loss. He's 3-1. Tristan Hudson gets his third save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 50 minutes before 1,926 here at the ballpark tonight. Tomorrow night, rubber game of the three-game set as the Spikes take on West Virginia. It's Thirsty Thursday, Belfont Community Night, and also that means because it is a community night that the Geisinger Kid Zone will be free, courtesy of the friends of Jake Corman. Spikes win it 8-7. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.